Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, I Need You More Today, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, The Glory of Our Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
There are decisions I can't make on my own. And there are trials I can't face all alone. But you said you walk with me down life's troubled roads. And you said, come unto me, and I'll bear your heavy load. I need you more today. Morning, and I fear to face the day. Let me feel your gentle hand, oh, leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone, with those trials far behind. But I'm ever learning, Lord.
An allegiance in your life. Get sold out to the Lord. Stop making God a convenience. That's why your life is messed up. That's why your home is messed up. Why? That's why everything about you is messed up. You have forgotten your allegiance to God. Amen. That's what's wrong with that nation. That's what's wrong with our churches. Amen. This nation was founded on God. You read the Constitution of the United States of America. Everything that was written by our forefathers were written by the principles of God's Word. But now they want to take all of it out. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what. Thank God, Franklin Graham, this past Friday. I'm glad he stood up right at the end of that inauguration and even gave the plan of salvation to every eye and every ear that was watching and listening. Amen. Praise God. We've lost our allegiance. I looked and watched and I went home because I wanted to see this inauguration. I want to see the swearing in. I want to hear the speech. And then I also wanted to see the expression on people's faces as cameras would put the camera on different looks. I tell you, it was some jacked up jaws. Amen. Folks, I'm telling you today, we have lost an allegiance. I watched politicians as they could plant a smile on their face and be socially acceptable to one another. But if they had the chance, they would drive a dagger in that opponent's back just as quick as you could snap your finger. Folks, I'm telling you today, they don't have no allegiance to anything. It's time the church and God's people start having allegiance to Almighty God and get back to the fundamentals of our faith and back to the altars of prayer and back to holy and righteous living and back today to what God has said. If we will do that, I'm telling you, God will turn our communities, our homes, our families, and our nation around to His glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We've got to have a dedication to this creating God. We've got to get back to the Lord. This dedication is known today only in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so creation shows us God's grace and that His grace today is life. If you don't have His grace, you're dead. You're nothing but a walking corpse. You're dead in your sin. You're dead by the trespasses of your life and the iniquities that have invaded your life today. Let me show you three quick things over the next hour and a half. Don't get nervous. Not that long. Creation reminds us of what is important. Now, I want you to hear what I'm telling you today. In life, we so many times are driven by the urgent, but we miss the ultimate. Amen. We struggle arranging the priorities of our lives. And could it be the reason today that your life is seemingly in such chaos and messed up, and your home is messed up, and your relationships are messed up, and everything is messed up, it's because your spiritual life is messed up. Why didn't I get any amens on that? See, you're focusing on the urgent rather than the ultimate. God doesn't have any priority in your home. Coming to church does not mean that God is prioritized in your life. Sitting on the pew does not today make Jesus first in your life. Amen. We're letting everything, we let things fill up our schedule today. And we don't have time for the ultimate of God. We're consumed today with our schedules. We're consumed today with ball games. We're consumed today with everything else. And we got to go to the gym. And we got to go to this place. And we got to go here. And we got to go there. And we got to go to this health place. And we got to do this and the other. And we're totally missing the ultimate of God. You're controlled today by the urgency in your life, but you're not controlled by the ultimate in your life, which is Almighty God. Business dictates letting someone else control you. Amen. I've had to go to school on that one myself. Because sometimes I get so busy and so consumed, and it looks like since the flip of the calendar, well, it seems like last year was this way. It just seems like, man, all of a sudden you're just living by schedule and places and times and everything else, and your days are consumed, and that's why the years are just flying by. And I'm getting a little bit older. Just a little bit. Have you missed in the beginning God? Have you missed what God has said in His Word? See, I contend today what needs to happen in the ranks of the church today. We need a refocusing of our lives. We're just going along to get along. We're living in the rut. We're living on that treadmill. We're not going anywhere. You ever been on a treadmill? I mean, you were just walking the daylights out of that thing. Or it elevates and you're running and your legs are cramping up and sweat's pouring off of you. But you know what? You haven't left the confines of your den or your living room or wherever that thing's sitting. You're still in the same old place doing the same old thing. That's kind of like your Christian life today. You're going through the motions. You show up in church. Oh, you even bring a Bible. I mean, you even come to an altar and pray a little bit. But you walk out the same person that you walked in as. Amen. Folks, I'm telling you today, you need God to do a work in your life. You need today to let God get in control of your life. If some of you would spend, you know, if you'd spend as much time trusting God as you do today, trying to figure out what Trump's going to do next. It's not Trump. It's not government. It's who's in control of your life. Amen. Your focus is not today on the urgent. Your focus is on the ultimate, and your ultimate is God. In the beginning, God is how we arrange today the order of our lives. If everything else is taking your time and God only gets what's left, I'm telling you, you're living wrong. Like it or not, I'm being honest with you. God holds me accountable to tell you the Word, and I'm telling you the Word. If you're living any other way today, you're missing God's order of life for you today. The first subject in the Bible is not your schedule. The first thing in the Bible is God. And if He's not first in your life, Jesus said, seek you first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. He must be the first priority of your life. The question that I have for you today, is He? Is He today? The Bible is about God. It's not about what you want in life. It's what God directs in your life. Because everything that you want is lesser. Where everything that God has is above and beyond. Amen. You were created in the image of God today to bring glory to Him. Amen. You were not created to be your own boss. You were not created to live life any way you wanted to live it. You were not created. Yeah, but preacher, God gave me a mind. He gave you a mind to think how you should be living right to His glory. Not how you can circumvent God's plan for your life. Amen. Because of sin, we therefore are living today within our purpose, and it's substandard to what God has for us today. God gave us Jesus today, who lived a perfect life. I don't care what the liberals say, or the theologians, or any other schools of theology today that says that Jesus was just a man. And the movie makers, and all the other industry within television, and within the industry of Hollywood. They just say, well, he was just a man. They're just doing this stuff to make money. Let me tell you what. He lived a perfect life. He died a sacrificial death. And today, if you put your faith in Him today, you can start reflecting this great God that He is. Amen. In the beginning, God means today that we start our day with His grace and we acknowledge His protection. Amen. So I wake up every morning, even before my feet hit my floor, I talk to God. Hallelujah. Calling upon Him. Sometimes He wakes me up in the middle of the night. Has He ever did that to you? He does that to me a whole lot. Are y'all talking to Him? Because He's talking to me a whole lot. But I enjoy the conversation. Amen. I appreciate Him caring enough for me to wake me up to talk to me. Amen. In the beginning, God tells me my morning should start with my confession of sin. That I should purge my life in the very beginning of the morning as I purged my life before I went to bed that night. And by receiving today, I know today I'm going to receive His love and forgiveness in all things. So in the beginning, God is then a centering of your life that you're prioritizing, that you're putting Him first in your life. God gave you this day, and He did that according to His glory. So in the beginning, God is to become the descriptor of who you are. Not who you say you are, not what you want, not the dreams that you're pursuing, because everything in your life is substandard to what God wants for you. You're living today minus the presence and the power of God in your life. You're getting along. You're holding on. We've coined all the phrases of the world, haven't we? I'm hanging in there. What are you hanging in there on? I'm not hanging on to nothing. I'm living in the promise of Almighty God. I don't have to hang on. I don't have to get through. I don't have to choose all the negativity words that this world cleaves to try to give them some solace today. I've got the power of Almighty God in and on my life today.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @AOL.com. Thank you, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.